Good morning, this is Josh the Shaman with you. The podcast energy has shifted from strictly just a spiritual solo cast to now I am speaking to the masculine energy of this world. Now, 70% of my audience, or 60 plus percent of my audience, close to 70, is women. So this is going to be a sharp turn, and it's for a reason. Because women have enough help. Right now, the challenge is men. Men need to understand from a man how to be a man, not from a woman. So here we are, 2021. Best time for change in the history of life, because everything has to change anyways. So what's going on? What I want to do is I want to talk to the man today and tell you where your focus as a man is, not where it should be, where it is. Your focus is on your calling and what you're here to do and contribute. That's where your focus is. Your focus is on contribution. Your focus is on disrupting the current status quo and introducing what needs to be because you exist. You have come to Earth and have, by living, decided what belongs here because of your experiences. If you've experienced child abuse, you know what belongs here. If you've experienced poverty and the effects of poverty, you know what belongs here. If you've experienced people taking advantage of the weak, you know what belongs here. So if you've experienced any of these things directly, you know what belongs here. That's where your focus is, at the heart, at the core. I'm not talking about the emotional heart. Yes, you may have emotion, but we're talking about a raw calling, an animalistic, aggressive, warlike determination of what should exist and what shouldn't. You know, and you don't have any time to act like you don't know. So the truth is, you as a man have become lost. You become lost in one thing: women. Now let me explain the woman's influence on you. And it's two kinds of women, best explained by astrology. And as men learn astrology, women understand astrology because they're emotionally connected to it. You need to understand astrology because it is a map of war, mental war. Mars is Aries, is war. Venus is pleasure, is feminine. As a man, the masculine warlike quality is your focus. You focus on your sword. Because you came here to make corrections. You didn't come here to make people feel good about themselves. You didn't come here to make them feel comfortable. You didn't come here to make them feel like they don't have to grow. You came here to make disruption. And the disruption you make is because of the life you lived, and you got to wage war on the mind. So understanding astrology will help you do this. Now, the woman that I'm talking about that has derailed you, it is the woman called Lilith in the mythology of the Bible and the Black Moon Lilith in astrology. Let me take some time to explain what that is. Black Moon Lilith in astrology, here's the myth. She was the woman who was given to Adam before Eve. Adam wanted to be on top when having sex. Lilith thought she should be on top too and said, we are equal. They got into a disagreement. Lilith was cast out into the darkness and became the mother of demons. Now, I want to explain how impactful the myth is. Who cares if it's true or not? Take the lesson. Somebody wrote it from wisdom and intelligence. So I want to help you to understand what's going on here. Lilith wanted to be on top, meaning she wanted to be the head. We're not talking about a real woman here. We're talking about the energy of masculine and feminine. Also in the Bible, in Corinthians 9, if you read about the man and the woman, they're not talking about the physical human beings, but it does give a roadmap. Here's what it says. The man, when he prays, should expose his head because his head is connected to the Father, directly to God. That's what it says. The woman, when she prays, if her head is not covered, she disgraces. The woman is made for man. Man is not made for woman. And man is connected to the head, Father. Let me explain. The subconscious mind was designed for the conscious mind. The conscious mind is connected directly to God because it is God. It's the I am. It is the I we speak of when we say I am. It is the I. The I is divine because the I is one. And I mean, imagine the letter I. That's and what it implies. It's you. It is you. When I say you, I lose the word. It's I. So say the word to yourself. I. Because when I say I, you think of me. That's not your Christ. That's not your Father. That's not your head. It's mine because I'm saying I. When you say I, that's not my Christ. It's yours. So say I, and that's the head, conscious mind. And that conscious mind is directly connected to God. And the subconscious mind exists for your conscious mind, not the other way around. Your conscious mind is not here to please the subconscious mind. The ways that have been given to you, passed down from generation. That's not why you're here, is to please your fleshly nature. Subconscious is the builder of the body. So I want you to understand that this is talking about the mind. Now let's go back to the story of Lilith. Lilith is this woman who wanted to be the head. She wanted to be on top. She thought she was equal. Why is this blasphemy? Why is this blasphemy? It's blasphemy because of the fact that the subconscious mind or subconscious tendencies, they are not holy. They have been passed down fleshly, but they are not holy. They were created by an I at some point. And you're experiencing a chain reaction of I, of some I, someone else's Christ. At the time it was created, at the time your genetic disposition was made, for instance, fear. it probably was a good thing. Why? Because you were getting chased on a savannah by tigers and animals. So the eye in that time decided, okay, I'm programming the feminine, the subconscious mind. I'm programming the subconscious mind for something. I'm going to program it to be aware of, I'm going to program it to be aware of the dangers. And we call fear into existence, which served us at the time. Now, the eye during that time was not thinking about the past or the future. The masculine principle of I knew what was required. The masculine I in the moment disrupted the current way things were going and decided to create fear. It became a survival mechanism because that's what was required. Now we're in 2021. We've been focused on the past, genetic dispositions. What did my mom do? What did my dad do? What did my sister do? What did my cousin do? What's our tradition? That's all feminine. That's all feminine. They're following an eye. They're following a man, but they don't know who. So we're not talking about man and woman. We're talking about masculine and feminine. It's a difference. Now, as a man, you're born primarily masculine. So guess what you're born to do? You are born to disrupt the current status quo and introduce what others would call a chaotic energy, but you know it's required. War. It's a war of conscious. It's a war of the conscious mind. It's time to war. It is a war of the conscious mind. So let's ask this question. What should men do now? Stop listening to women. Yes, I'm talking about the females. Stop listening to females. Stop listening to females. That's first. Stop worshiping females. Why? Let's go back to the story of Lilith. She was cast out and made the mother of demons. Why? Because any tradition that tries to rule over the current choice of your conscious mind is evil and creates demonic choices. It creates hell on earth. That's what makes people want to commit suicide. They think they're their genetics. They think they are their past. They think they're their emotions and feelings. They forgot they create them and created them. They forgot. For a man to forget he's God is blasphemy. God doesn't make a choice based on what came or what will come. God is the final form. That's you. Now, God in this particular time space acts a certain way. And disrupts a particular way according to perfection, according to the absolute, according to who you really are, according to your final form, according to your strength, according to your insight, according to your vision, according to what you know at the gut, at the light heart, the raw heart, the truth heart. And then they use the sword of Mars to slice it. To slice this current reality in half. It's not here to make peace. In the Bible, Jesus said, I did not come here to create peace, but a sword. I didn't come here for peace. I came to put the mother against the father, the young against the old. Why would a benevolent being say that? Because he's not here to make you feel better about yourself. He came here with a mission and a cause. This is what you should do as a man. Take back your power as a man and answer the call, not answer the call of a woman. That's Lilith. She tried to draw you away. She tried to compete with you. She tried to make you subdued. Every woman that practices trying to subdue a man and control a man because they've been hurt by toxic men, which are feminine men. They've been hurt by feminine men. No woman ever got hurt by a masculine man. A masculine man would never even engage with hurting a woman on purpose because he doesn't have a need to aggressively hurt a woman for no reason. Everybody's at fault for this at some point in their lives. So a masculine male don't have no reason to engage a woman to hurt her. He got a calling. The only women he got time for is women who can respect his call and are there to support the call, not to take over the call. That's men. So we're talking about the call. Answering the call. So that's all a man is concerned with. Now, when a woman come across his path, that recognize the call on him, recognize her calling, she comes into his life and amplifies. She amplifies. Now, this is going to be contrary to popular opinion, but that was Eve. Now, what did Eve do? Came across Adam's path, was presented to Adam, and she ate from the tree. Why? Because she knew who Adam was. Eve represents the subconscious mind. She looked at Adam and what he was, which is God, in a form he didn't know. And the serpent said, if you eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will become like God. Adam in his heart knew he was God. At some level, Eve acted on it. Ate from the tree and involved themselves. They didn't get cast out of heaven in a typical sense of up from heaven to earth in a bad way. No. He was called to become God, the Son of Man. God is not some man in the sky. God is man. God is the calling that you are. Take your rightful place as God and stop asking questions. Now, I'm saying that because I don't care what nobody else thinks. I've had the experience. You've had the experience too. You deny it, but I've had the experience. The experience is when I call something into existence, nothing can stop it from coming. When I truly call, when my subconscious mind calls with my conscious mind, I'm called. It's happening. It's done. I've already committed the act. It comes to fruition. That's masculine. Contrary to popular belief, masculine, or us men, we're not here to make people feel better. We're not here to provide. We're not here to stabilize anything. We're here to establish God. In our action, in our being. We ain't here for nothing else. This little physical stuff, you getting upset at the physical stuff? Okay. You getting upset because you have no money, you don't have a house. You getting upset that you, whatever. It's because you're not answering the call. Let's go back to the text. We talk about the Bible. The Bible is one of the most prolific books and the most psychological book. I don't speak about the Bible from a place of historicity. I speak of the Bible as symbology. So whenever I talk about the Bible, I'm not talking about human beings. I'm talking about the symbology, what they represent to us as in right now time. The book wasn't written to make you remember in the past. The book was made to make you remember now. You, who are you? The book is about you. So when we talk about Jesus, we're talking about the kind of man that you actually are at your core. The man you are that doesn't care about if women like him or not. That guy. The man who has a calling and cares more about that than anything else. That man. The man who is unbothered by temptation. That man. He knows what he likes. The feminine reflects him. The feminine takes on his energy and moves and expresses it in a certain way that is beholding, that is beautiful, that is admirable. He can appreciate the feminine for that. The expression, her role in holding the light. He likes that because it's a part of the call. But these women who live in life for themselves, wanting to take anything they can get from men, those are Liliths. Those are mothers of demons. They're trying to get. Look, last thing I'm going to say, then I'm out. I was with a woman and am with a woman who I got when I was in a phase of life when I was weak. And hear what she did. Here's what she did. She got with me because she thought I was just a loyal guy. I'm the loyal guy. The guy who's not ever going to leave. The guy who is always going to be there to take care of her kids, no matter if she's actually a woman, a real woman or not. She thought I was just going to stay here. She thought that I wasn't going to elevate. She thought she had something that would never go away. She lost her mind. She's lost her mind. But I lost my mind because I got lost in her. One thing I'm going to tell you. Don't ever succumb to a woman that is lonely. And believe and is scared to be alone. Women who are scared to be alone are not women. A real woman knows she's not alone, but she is connected to some call. And if she's to express her true call, it's going to be with a true masculine. Her job is not to go seek him and find him. Her job is to know her call in a feminine way. Her call is to express what energy she can feel from God. Now, who's God? God is all of us at the core. The part of God the masculine male expresses, the part of God that the masculine male expresses is the light, the father. The part of God that the feminine expresses, or how women express the feminine or the masculine or express God, is by beholding. She becomes that light. She becomes that call in her form, in her way. Her way, her form, her expression is God. She amplifies and vivifies God. The man, the masculine, is God. And you notice, the man is less becoming than the woman. The woman is more beautiful and becoming than the man. Now, we both are becoming, but the woman is more becoming. The woman is more attractive. The woman is more alluring because she's designed to express the beauty that the masculine is. And the masculine is the beauty that the woman expresses. He is man. The man is beautiful. The woman expresses that beauty. Masculine could never lure. The masculine could never lure like a woman can. That's because masculine, it is the beauty, but it's the beauty veiled. It's God before he comes into a form that could be recognized. It's I am. That's the name. The female, the feminine, is the expression of that I am. It's the container. It's the womb. It's the physical forms. It's the play between the forms. It's the interconnectedness of it all. This is why women focus on everything and men focus on themselves. Men are single focused. Women are everything focused. Why? Because women are everything and men are the one expressed through all. What man is I. Women is what I am. Am. That's the physical stuff. You can see and touch. An experience. Understand your role. Understand your role and play it. Love y'all.